will sing of your mercies in this generation. We will sing of your mercies. Because nations will see that of a truth your mercy is upon us. Father, you will do those things in our life that will reveal your mercy to generations. We have come before your presence to obtain mercy. And we receive that mercy. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Jam your hands together for the Lord. Jam your hands together for the King of Glory. You can have your seat. I want you to know that if you made it to this meeting tonight, it is a privilege before the presence of the Almighty, and there is a blessing attached to every meeting. And I pray that the God of all grace and the God of all glory will give you grace and glory in the name of Jesus. And because you presented yourself in this meeting, when the Senate sits, in the Nigerian Senate, whenever they sit, as they are going, they go with the Ghana must go. How many of us are aware? They go with a bag of money. Rather, they go with a bag of money. So, as you are here today, the Lord will deliver your presence to you. You cannot go empty-handed. So I will not go empty-handed. I will not go empty-handed. Say, God has something in store for me, and I will collect it by faith in Jesus' name. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Kindly go to Luke 24. This is a Bible study, life in the Spirit. We take expositions into the Word of God. Not as we believe it, but as the Word of God says it. I'm speaking of what I captioned, the road to Emmaus. The road to Emmaus. You can also call it the path of spiritual enlightenment. Amen. So we are going to journey through this road today. Some disciples of Jesus, they journeyed through this road many years ago, and God wants us to pass through this road today. So in passing through this road, the Lord is here to minister to us. Somebody say amen. Luke 24. From verse 1. Let's just take time to read through this text. Look into your Bible as I read. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, from verse 1. There came unto the sepulchre, that is the grave, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They came to the tomb, but they found the stone was rolled away. 3. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. They were coming to look for Jesus, but they didn't find him. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by there in shining garments. Is somebody here tonight? Somebody say, I hear you. 5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Those two men were angels. They said to the disciples that came to the tomb, why seek ye the living among the dead? Somebody look at your neighbor. Ask him, neighbor, why do you seek the living among the dead? Imagine somebody is going to burial ground at midnight. He's going to look for human beings. Yeah? That's to say, the person wants to go and communicate with spirits. He's going to look for the living among the dead. Look at 6. I'm reading down. He said, he is not here, but he is what? Risen. Jesus is not here, but he is risen. He said, remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, he's not there, but he has risen. I will tell you what I'm talking about. Listen, look at from 7 down, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day raised again. Now, angels were preaching to these two disciples. The two angels were preaching to them. So do you not know that it is written that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and they will crucify him, and the third day he will raise again? If they knew the scripture, they wouldn't have come the third day, because they would not see him. Because he said, if you destroy this temple, in 3 days I will build it. And the temple was his body he spoke about. Is somebody here? Look at 8. We keep reading down. And they remembered his words. Those two disciples, they now remembered because angels ministered to them. And returned from the sepulchre. And they told all these things unto the 11 and unto all the rest. They told it to the 11 disciples and to other persons. From 10 down, it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the disciples. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was to come. Amen. Because of time, we are supposed to read through this Luke 24 down to verse 32. But because of time, let me explain these things to us. These two disciples, they went to look for Jesus. And look at from 13. He said, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called what? Emmaus. That is the theme of our topic today. He said, the road to Emmaus. And that is to say, the path of spiritual enlightenment. They went to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 3 furlongs. It was far from Jerusalem, about 7 miles away. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they were communing together, Jesus drew near and went with them. The two men were talking on their way. Jesus drew near and was going with them. Look at 16. But their eyes were held that they should not do what? Know him. Their eyes was blinded that they should not know what? Know Jesus. And Jesus said to them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Why are you people talking and complaining about the affair of the Messiah? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, are you a stranger in Jerusalem? He was speaking to Jesus now, but he didn't know it was Jesus. He said, are you a stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not known these things that have come upon us in these days? He said, and he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people. And the chief priests and our rulers delivered him, and they killed him and have crucified him. But we trusted it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. They said, we thought he was going to redeem Israel, but we didn't know he would just die like that. But they had followed him all through his life. They missed his message. Somebody here will not miss the message of the king in the name of Jesus. Many people have missed the message. That is why they perished. He said, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company were astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. Look at 23 down. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Somebody say, Jesus is alive. I didn't hear that. Jesus is alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then Jesus turned unto them. What did Jesus say? O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not that Christ to have suffered this thing and have entered his glory? He called his disciples fools, slow of heart. If you used to read the Bible, you will know that Messiah should have gone through these things and entered glory. How come you have been with me all these years, but yet you don't know the scriptures? The Lord will enlighten us today.
Look, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, Jesus expounded unto them all in the scriptures the things concerning himself. He was not only a Messiah, he was learned in the scriptures. From 12 years old, he would be at the temple discussing with the doctors of the law. He did not take the scriptures for granted. May the Lord give us passion for his word. I say, may God give us passion for his word. Jesus expounded. Somebody say expounded. Expounded means you are digging it, details. All that was written about, and they drew near, and they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone far, but they constrained him. They begged him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and tarried with them. Somebody say, Lord, abide with me. Abide with us means just live, stay with us. After he had opened the scriptures to them, they begged him to stay with them. Somebody here, after the message of today, the Lord will give you hunger that you always call upon his presence. In the name of Jesus. Look at 30. And it came to pass. Somebody say it came to pass. As he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and break and gave to them. And their eyes did what? Yes. Their eyes opened and they what? Knew him. And he did what? Vanished out of their sight. They have been walking with the Messiah for long, maybe hours. They did not know he's the Messiah. They did not know he's their master they worked with. They could not believe that he was risen. They did not believe he's alive after all the things he was telling them. How can you explain that? How can you explain that Jesus walked with his disciples for many years? One day he called them. Say, let me know, let me understand if you people know what you're doing. They say, he said to them, Who am I? Who say ye that I am? Hello? Some of his disciples, some say, you are John the Baptist. He looked. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are one of the prophets. That's the day Jesus understood that these people, they are with him, but they don't know him. Hello? He said, you worship what you know not. You worship what you know not. Disciples that had gone out in Matthew chapter 10, they did miracles. Sick were healed. Paralysis was all manner. The deaf ears were opened. He called them after that Matthew 10, after they had done miracles. He said, who say ye that I am? And they did not know him. Only Peter stood up and say, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus stood. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Blessed for the first word he said. Art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. The revelation of the word of God is what brings the blessing. The first word Jesus said to Peter was, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. To know the revelations of God is the highest spiritual blessings you can attain. To know the revelations of God. How do you explain people doing miracles? All manners of deliverance was commissioned. They were casting out devils in the streets. One day their ogre called them. Say, who am I that you are working for? They did not know their ogre. These two now, they walked with Jesus. Their eye was blind. They did not know him. After he broke bread with them, he said, their eyes open. Look at 32. And they said one to another, can you read it with me? Did not our hearts burn within us while he spake with us by the way, and why he opened to us the scriptures? The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. They said to themselves, did not our hearts burn within us while he spake to us? And why he opened the scriptures unto us. Do you know why we need spiritual enlightenment? Somebody here. Amen. Amen. Do you know why we need spiritual enlightenment? It's because there is gross darkness all over the world. These are the end times. We're in the last lap of the race. The spiritual atmosphere of the world is thick darkness.
Why you need spiritual enlightenment is that the world is in darkness. Why you need spiritual enlightenment again is because there is mass influx of souls into eternal damnation. That is why you need your eyes to be open. That is why you need spiritual enlightenment. You need spiritual enlightenment to be saved at last. Is somebody here? They walked with Jesus, but they did not know him. What was the first thing Jesus said to them? Oh fools, slow of heart. Ought not that it is written that the Messiah should have suffered these things? You are supposed to know the scriptures, but you did not know. I'm talking about the road to Emmaus, the path of spiritual enlightenment. When Jesus rebuked them that they were fools and that they were slow of heart and they were destitute of the knowledge of God, what did they say to Jesus? They begged him, they say what? Lord, abide with us. Somebody say, Lord, abide with me. Yes, that is fellowship. You need fellowship to know him. You need fellowship to what? Know him. Without fellowship, you will not know him. John said in 1 John chapter 1, he said, and this things we speak unto you. He said, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. He said, this things we speak is what we have handled, we have touched. They had fellowship with the Godhead. So the disciples begged him to abide with them in fellowship. On the path to spiritual enlightenment, we need fellowship with God. Is somebody here? The major number of your times and hours should be spent in the presence of God. Maybe you are in prayers, or you're reading a Christian book, or you're reading the Bible, or you're meditating on the revelations of God. You don't waste time. Is somebody here? For your eyes to be opened spiritually, be like these disciples that acknowledge. They were not offended at what Jesus told them. Rather, they say, Lord, abide with us. I see God opening our eyes in Jesus' name. I say, why you need spiritual enlightenment is because the world is in gross darkness. There is mass influx of souls into eternal hell. And to be saved at last, you need enlightenment. Let me show you something in verse 5. Why seek ye the living among the what? Dead. He is not here. He is risen. Seeking the living among the what? You're looking for the genuine word of God. You don't go to a dead gathering. Amen. You go where you hear the word of truth. Do you know how you will know when is the word of truth? Let me give you a test on how to know the word of truth. Look at verse 32. See what they said. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And why you open to us the scriptures? Jesus, they open scripture, their hearts they burn. Hello? He's opening scripture, their heart is what? Burn. He's not opening scripture and then, preach, tell us something. The thing is scratching them. Tell us something, sir. They said, did not our heart burn within us? Why he did what? Why he walked with us in the way? Why he opened the scriptures? The heart is burning, pounding. On circumcision, there is a knife entering and penetrating. That is how you identify the truth of God's word. The truth of God's word will not keep you in excitement. It will keep you in sobriety. For we know that godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. It will begin to work on your heart. Is somebody here? They said, did not our heart burn within us while he opened to us the scripture? In that 5, I pointed us to
Say, why seek ye the living among the dead? You will not find the living in the congregation of the dead. No, you will not. In verse 6, what did he say? He is not here, but what? He's not in the disco hall. He's not in disco center. He's not in the place where you're claiming and receiving it. Where you are not claiming heaven. Where you're not claiming purity. Where you're not claiming divine righteousness. Hello? The only thing you want to see is that, why seek you the living among the dead? There is the living, there is the dead. In terms of acquisitions, there are living and there are also the dead. Look at what I mean. If you get the best of cars today, the best of land, and the best of material acquisitions, it is good. But is it in the category of the dead? Do you know why? Because it has a lifespan. Hello? But the living is, there are virtues. Virtues that will stand the test of time. It is on the platform of character. Coming into alignment with the divine nature of God. Why seek you the living among the dead? He's not here, but he's what? He's not in the congregation of the dead, but he has risen. Somebody here today, the Lord will make us to rise in holiness. The Lord will make us to rise in holiness. The Lord will make you to rise in righteousness. When we say righteousness, we are not talking of religion. We are talking of right standing with God. Right standing. Anything you are doing is what you see that is right before God. Hello? We need spiritual enlightenment because of what is coming upon the earth. Materialities are dead. Only eternal things are living and eternal. Hello? It's not something we will struggle with. God will bless us. Are you hearing me? Materially, God will bless. He will prosper us. But what God wants us to seek now, they are living things. They are living things. Things that we add to our inner flavor. Look at. He said he is risen. He's not here. But he's what? There's a place. There are some places you may go. And God is not there. But is what? Risen. The Messiah is risen. It's risen. At the end of the day, it's not well done, good and fruitful servant. Hello? It's not well done, good and fruitful servant. Did the Bible say that? No. Good and fruitful servant, maybe you planted 509 churches. You had enough fruit. It's well done, good and faithful. Somebody say faithful. Good and faithful. That which you see that God called you to do, you're doing it diligently in faithfulness. It's not by what people can see. Maybe you acquire many possessions or whatever, even in terms of the faith. You have thousands of members and all of that. God will not judge pastors based on that. He will not say, oh, good and fruitful servant, that you raised 509 dead people, planted churches all over Europe, America. No. It's not good and fruitful. It's good and faithful. Faithful. Did you stand faithful? I said the Lord will help us today. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? There's something that happened in Acts of the Apostles. That is on the day of Pentecost. I like that thing that happened. Let me show you. Acts chapter 3. Acts Hello? What I want us to know is that he said, did not our heart burn within us? Did not our heart burn within us? Acts 2:37. Give somebody the mic to read for me. Acts 2:37. Very fast, please. Acts 2:37.
Now, when they heard this,
when they heard what Peter was preaching,
they were pricked in their heart.
They were convicted in their heart.
And said unto Peter,
they said unto Peter,
and to the rest of the apostles,
they said to the rest of the apostles,
men and brethren, what shall we do?
What shall we do? The Lord bless his word. When Peter finished delivering the message, the Bible said they were pricked in their heart. Something pierced them, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Hello? And that particular day, 3,000 Jews converted. Till today, the gospel has not had such a record. The hardest convert you can have in the world are the Jews. They are very stubborn. They believe that Jesus was just the carpenter's son. They don't believe they believe Messiah is coming. Now, Peter preached a message and 3,000 Jews were converted the same day. He said they were pricked in their heart. He gave them the undiluted truth of God's word. And to show that was the truth, the Bible said they were convicted. The word struck them in their hearts, because that was the word of who? The Messiah. That is why when Jesus spoke to them, they said, did not our hearts do what? Born within us. Are you observing something? To know the truth of God's word, it does not come to pamper your heart. It comes to bulldoze some things that are not necessary. Hello? Jesus spoke, their heart was burning within them. Peter spoke, the Jews' heart was pricking inside of them. From every conviction, they say, men and brethren, what shall we do? What do we go do? He said, What did Peter answer them, please? Hello? How many of us are here? What did Peter answer them? What was the first word? Pause. Don't. What did Peter tell them? I've been in many meetings, that the pastor will just hire a prophet when they want to have a conviction. A prophet that has sweet tongue. Do you understand? When that prophet comes, the agreement is that so in get offering, he will raise. Do you understand? They have already agreed the prophet is coming to raise offering. So when he finished preaching his message, and the thing don't enter there, he will not share many testimonies of how many people sowed and received. Then the first thing he will not tell them is to not start sowing their seed. Hello? Peter preached to them. They were pricked in their hearts. And the first thing Peter told them was to sow seed. You're not here with me. What was the first thing Peter told them? Yes. Say to your neighbor, repent. Yes. That's the road to enlightenment. Peter finished preaching. The doctors of the law, Pharisees, Sanhedrin, scribes, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? The word is too heavy in our hearts. We cannot stand it. He said, repent and be converted. Repent and be baptized, that your sins may be forgiven. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There are some preachers that, to mention the word repentance, you may not hear it in 3 months, you will not hear it. Is somebody here with me? This was the first message Peter gave to them. The first message John began to preach in the wilderness was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The first message Jesus preached himself, we don't have time, I will show you. I would have shown you. The first message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hello? Paul said the pattern of the gospel in Acts 20:21. He said, repentance towards God and faith in Christ.
Hello? You cannot have faith in Christ without repentance towards God. You don't claim faith when there is no genuine repentance. Is somebody here? It's repentance first and faith in Christ. I've met many, in quote, Christian ladies that they have their boyfriends, eh? Boys that are buying them iPhone, different things they need. They are workers in church. They do their, as in, they speak faith. Do you understand? Anything you thought, they'll say, no, that's unbelief. They want to speak faith. But you check, you're not seeing fruit of repentance. The guy that is buying them that phone, they are still sleeping with the guy. Do you understand? Faith without repentance is not the faith of God. Hello? That any small thing, the language you do your mouth now, language of faith. Oh, God bless you. Oh, it is well. I cannot be sick. But repentance has not taken place. That's not the faith. The Lord will enlighten us. We are on a journey. These two, they were on the journey to Emmaus. Two disciples. They may be reverends like today, or bishops, or pastors. Eh? They are served at the capacity for the gospel. But the Messiah was with them. They did not what? Ay, that's very dangerous. May you not miss your visitation. I said, somebody here, may you not miss your visitation. John said to the Jews, there is one that standeth amongst you whom you know not. One is standing amongst you, but you don't know him. You don't know him. At this time, the foundation we need to build on is on the foundation of repentance and fellowship with God. Hello? When I mean genuine fellowship with God. Why I'm telling you this, is that by the grace of God, I'm a student of Bible prophecies. Like, I study prophecies very deep. The clock has reached 12 midnight. I know what I'm telling you. It has reached 12 midnight. The curtain will soon close. Hello? The curtain will soon close. So, people that were dancing in the street, they should come into the house and get ready to meet the bridegroom. The bridegroom will soon be here. Messiah will soon be at the door. He will soon open. This is not time to play religion. The road to enlightenment, the path of spiritual enlightenment. We need to be enlightened. Those two disciples, what will you call them? Were they not religious men? They were religious men. Jesus said, oh fools, slow of heart. You don't understand these things. That Messiah should have risen. And again, it is because they lack the word of God in their spirit. May the Lord give us passion for his word. In the name of Jesus. The prayer those two disciples prayed. If you can make it a prayer point, God will help you so great. He said, abide with us. There is that hymn that is saying, abide with me, fast, fast, I even die. It was from here they got that hymn. Abide with us. If they had not begged him to abide with them, he would have gone, and yet they still would not have known that he is the Messiah. When he abode with them and began to open the scriptures with them and communed with them, their eyes open. Amen. May the Lord open our eyes. See, listen to me very seriously. There is problem. Hello? What I mean, there is big problem. On my Facebook the other day, I was commenting on this Princess Meghan that married Prince Harry. How many of us are aware of that wedding? Prince Harry married Princess Meghan. Did you see her wedding gown? My God. If you see wedding gown, she was looking like an angel. No cleavage, you're not seeing breasts. It's closed well. Hello? She's well covered. Well covered. A notable A notable bishop in Nigeria, his wife was with, listen to me, hello, somebody say amen. His wife was with a woman, and the woman, his wife was with, they went for the wedding, and they were even the one that wedded these people. If you see the woman's this thing, the only thing that did not show in her chest was her nipples. The breast was already naked. I don't know how they saw that. That wedding gown is evil. Everything was open. And many unbelievers on social media, they were attacking the bishop's wife. Why will you allow such a thing? That this and the bishop has said, she's not even seen that the woman is not dressing back. Are you not a witness? She cleared that up, that the wedding gown is okay. Wedding gown that was showing nakedness. But Prince Harry's wife, people that are not even committed, they are not even pastors, they are not even workers in church, they dress decent. Hello? I see why judgment will start from the house of God. That is a pastor's wife that is in charge of thousands of denominations or branches is defending a woman that wore naked wedding gown, except nipple that you cannot see. She defended this way before the war. Is on social media till today. And another woman, Prince Harry's wife, dressed decent. You see this wedding gown, you just love wedding. See what the church is now giving us. See what the world is now telling the church. It's not better now those people, the world comes to the church and starts evangelizing. Hello? It's not that as we are in the service now, they will just come from Biafalo now and start preaching to us. The Lord help us. They were walking with Jesus, but they did not know him. Your serving God does not mean you know him. You may be serving a God that you don't. Paul, in Acts chapter 17, he went to Athens. In Athens, he saw many idols. And there was one they wrote to an unknown God. Amen? They wrote to an unknown God on the tomb. He looked at it. He now started preaching to the people of Athens that there is a God I want to tell you about. They wrote to an unknown God. They are worshipping the God, but they don't know him. When you not serve a God, you don't know. A particular pastor, this one is not a joke. He was told by a member that he had revelations about the rapture of the saints. The pastor called the member, said, "You stop saying all those things. That he does not really believe in it. That Jesus will come now today." That's what the pastor told the member. I'm not telling you what did not happen. He told the member that Jesus will come now today. So then, why are you a pastor in the church? It was after Jesus talked with them, when their hearts burnt within them, that they now begged him, "Abide with us. Abide with us." Somebody said, "Lord, abide with me." I did not hear that. If you don't know God, he wouldn't know you. He said, "Depart from me, workers of iniquity. I know you." Hello? He said, "Depart from me, workers of iniquity. I know you." I do what? I know you not. How will you serve God and you don't know him? The greatest profession you can attain, the greatest achievement you can attain is the knowledge of God. Not a head knowledge, but experiential knowledge. Knowledge that hits the spirit. Abide with me. Fast falls the evening time. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When all the past fail and comforts me, help of the helpless will abide with me. He said, "Abide with me, fast for the eventide. The darkness deepens." Do you know the darkness in the world is getting deeper? Hello? The darkness is getting deeper and deeper. It's getting deeper. The darkness has hit even churches countless. It has hit. And one of the signs for you to know that the darkness has hit is that the message that will come and burn your heart, you will not see it. You will get excited every Sunday. You and your boyfriend will even sit in church. Listen to the message. That's Makosa. Go back and fornicate. Nothing will happen. Nothing will... No conviction again. No conviction. No conviction. The darkness is getting deeper. A church that is meant to be a center to liberate souls that are on their way to hell. You will not come. They will not embalm you more for hell. The Lord will give us understanding. Throughout the month of June, like I said, from the first Thursday in June to the last Thursday, we are going to have series on what I call What is the Time? It's going to run from the first Thursday to the last Thursday. The What is the Time is on exposition into the end times. Hello? We are going to understand what God's calendar is. And during those times, we will start the message very early. And as we start very early, after the message, I will give time, like even 5 people to ask questions. We'll ask questions, you bring your Bible, we'll discuss it with the Bible, and you will see actually where we are in God's program. Then you will see whether Jesus is smiling, or whether he's not laughing. Hello? His church. See, listen to me. The church has failed him. The church has failed him. The church, whether I'm on the pulpit preaching or not, the church has failed the Messiah. Whom say you that I am? They say you are John the Baptist. People that are gone to cast out devils, they are calling Jesus John the Baptist. See how the devil covered their eyes. They don't know their master. He said to his apostles, who say you that I am? Another one rose up. Say you are Elijah. He said, wahala deo. Peter, after you don't open 50 branches, you don't know me. James, even you, John the Beloved, the Spirit of God now ministered to Peter. He said, you are Christ, the Son of the Living God. He said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed, but my Father, which is in heaven. We need the revelation of God, though. Hello? Daniel 11:32 said, and the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Only the people that know, the knowledge we are talking about is gnosis in the Greek word. The knowledge we are talking is an experiential knowledge. The people that know their God, they shall be. The knowledge of God gives you spiritual strength. You cannot be deceived. Hello? If you get the knowledge of, you cannot be deceived. You cannot be deceived. It's the people that know their God that shall be strong and do exploits. The knowledge you need now that is the greatest. It's the knowledge of God. Religion has failed. Hello? Religion has failed. In the days of Jesus, it was the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes that killed him. Religious men that were custodians of the law. They did not know that he's the Messiah and they killed him. But yet they were defending the law, the Torah. They were defending it. But they killed the Messiah. If Jesus comes today, religious men again will kill him. Hello? When I mean if he comes again, if he had come like he came the first time, because this time he's coming in his glory. Hello? He's coming to reign this time around, not to come and suffer for sins. So if this generation was that generation, it is the pastors today that would have killed him. Hello? I read that thing on social media, my head was turning. A pastor's wife is defending a woman that is naked, that is, the wedding gown is just showing breast, defending, saying she does not see anything wrong. Unbelievers were not preaching to the church. Saying, wow. Some of them online, I will see on YouTube, All believers will be telling pastors, which one way I go die, I go come altar, they come crack comedy. This is not right now. People that are not born again, they are teaching pastors righteousness. And when the comedian is on the altar, the pastor will be asking, and useless jokes. I've said this in different times. Check YouTube. It's unbelievers that will be like, Abba, this one is not. How many of us know in Yaya? I said it the other time. That San Kukere, that guy that sings with naked ladies. A pastor in Lagos invited him as a guest minister. He's a guest minister to come and perform in church. When did Inyaya get born again? How was his conversion? He's still in secular music. He's not born again. But now he's a guest minister. How do you explain these things? Jesus said, slow, foolish, slow of heart. Is it not because you don't know the scriptures? The era of my pastor this, my pastor that has gone. Hello? You don't defend bishop, pastor, reverend, and you end in hell. You need to know the word of God. Is the people that know their God, or is it the people that know their church? Hello? The people that know their bishop. My God. So the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do it. The Lord will open our spiritual eyes. So the Lord will open our spiritual eyes. On this journey, the Lord will open our eyes. In the name of Jesus. We don't need to take the race for granted. Is somebody here? You bow down your head. You speak in 1 minute. The prayer point is just this. Lord, abide with me. Not visit me. Abide. Some of us, the only prayer we pray is just visitation from. Lord, abide. We need greater than visitation. Visitation, he can come and go. Abide is, he will come and tabernacle. Say, Lord, abide with me. Bow down your head and pray this prayer. If I were you, I would make that prayer serious. Lord, abide with me. Abide with me. Abide with me. Abide with me. Abide with me, O God. And their eyes were opened and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. Say, Lord, abide with me that I may know you. Paul said that I may know you and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. Be made conformable unto your death. Oh God, I want to know you. I want to know you. I have heard of you by the hearing of ear, but now my eye want to see you, like Job said. Lord, I have been hearing of you, but today I want to know you. Who is praying that prayer? Lord, I want to know you. 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 And come on. Be praying, be praying. Oh God, bless you. I'm on. Abide with me. Fast was the eventide. The darkness deep in slowed with me. How I went on a hill. Fast fell and comfort me. Help of thy helpless room. How I truth is that you cannot help yourself. If you can say, Lord, abide with me. Lord, I don't need a visitation, but I want your permanent presence, permanent living, a permanent residence in my heart. Lord, live in me forever. I am tired of religion. Lord, I want you to permanently tabernacle in me. Open your mouth and pray. Karapate leke sukaya. Shekele di yelonus. Help all the helpless, Somebody know you are helpless. Say, Lord, abide with me. Help of the helpless. Help out of the helpless. Lord, I am helpless. Abide with me. The night is coming when no man can walk. He said, I must walk while it is day. But the night comes when no man can walk. Oh, help of the helpless. Abide with me. Abide with me, Jesus, Son of the living God. Son of God, and the blind man cry. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. And Jesus said, if somebody cried to God, say, help of the helpless. Abide with me.
Oh, but you did me. As for us, do you need time? The darkness deepens, Lord, and I, when all I must fail and comfort me, all I have to do, with you, Daddy, I need thy breath. That's every heart in our watch. What I crave can find the depth as far. Ooh, like a dove, my guide has taken me to gladdest sunshine. I fear no fool with the attempt to bless. Heals have no end and tears no bitterness. Where is that thing? Where great thy victory? I triumph still in thou art with me.
The songwriter said, I fear no foe, with thee at hand to bless. Ears have no way, and tears no bitterness. Where is that thing? Where great is your victory? Where is your victory? I triumph still, if thou abide with me. Lord, abide with us. Lift up your right hand. Lord, abide with us. The presence of God. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your presence. Somebody say, Lord, bless me with your presence. Lord, bless me with your presence. Lord, bless me permanently with your presence. Forever bless me with your presence. In Jesus' name. Father, bless us with your presence. In Jesus' precious name of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word has come forth. Thank you because there is a surgery that went on in the heart. And that surgery will work out your exceeding glory. In Jesus' precious name of prayer. Somebody.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234 8080 620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.